can light that star in San Marcos. It's a Bobcat winner and a repeat Sunbelt Conference championship for the Bobcats.
Right down the middle, struck him out. As the Bobcats have knocked off the top-ranked team of the country in their house.
And welcome to another episode of the State Sub Podcast. I'm your host, Brain Freeman. As again, we like to tell the stories of the student athletes here at Texas State. Last week, I had a chance to visit with Rashawn Galloway, who continues to be on a tear, homered again against number 2 Texas at the time of this recording last night, now on a 21-game hitting streak. And it was great to hear more about his story last week, talking about, you know, his journey, his family a little bit, just his weight loss journey as well. Great stuff from Rashawn. And right now we are in the middle of baseball and softball season, track and field going on as well, along with golf and tennis. Basketball for Texas State is out of season, of course, so as we record this podcast, getting ready for the Final Four. And some big news with women's basketball as well, as the announcement was made for a new head coach, Chris Kielsmeyer, now the new head coach for the women's basketball program. And we want to talk some more hoops here as well, and that being with the men's program, and specifically with one of the star players from this past year, DJ Hall, whose name is the Sun Belt's Freshman of the Year, hailing from Plano East High School. That program's all-time leading scorer had a huge impact for the Bobcats in his first season at Texas State this past year, and recently announcing that he is intending to return again for a sophomore campaign this upcoming year, Texas State's first as members of the Pac-12, which will definitely be a basketball-heavy conference. So for more with DJ, let's bring him on now to the podcast. DJ, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on here.
Appreciate you joining us here, DJ. And just, I want to start, though, with, this past year for you. You really exploded onto the scene with this program. The most consistent player all year long. Very good offensively, defensively, crashed the boards, great teammate, all the above. And you were awarded as such as the freshman year in the conference. So what did you take away from your first season?
Really, I don't think it could have been much better. Besides, you know, I think we could have went further in the tournament, but, you know, that has its own problems. But, you know, I feel like this team, the team that we had, it was like a grown, like an older team. So I took, you know, all the stuff that they learned whenever they were younger and applied it, you know, not made the same mistakes that they made whenever they were younger in my shoes.
So, as I said before, DJ, you made the announcement you intended to, you are coming back this coming season. And,
right.
You know, in the era of college basketball we're in now, you know, the transfer portal is alive and well. Players are moving from one school to the next every year. Certainly players like yourselves, which are really talented, I'm sure there's a lot of suitors out there for you. So what went into the decision for you to come back?
I mean, me and my family are just big on, like, be loyal to who's loyal to you. And I feel like Texas State was the most loyal, like, program out of all the programs that recruited me, you know, still. So, you know, for them to be my only offer up until senior year of high school, you know, I took that into account. Me and my family did. My family is, like, very close to Coach TJ and staff. So, I mean, I was like, why you want to ruin that, you know, and chase money when you can, like, chase opportunity and just get better and grow yourself?
Yeah, speaking of announcements, along the same lines, it was yesterday, a couple of days ago, your teammate, Caden Gumbs, you know, who was born, raised in San Marcos, a star at San Marcos High, and just wrapped up his third year with this program.
Right.
I'm sure he grew up going to Bobcat basketball games as a kid. He, too, announcing he's going to come back. What did that mean to you?
It means a lot. I'm very close. I got very close to KD this year. You know, he was like the first person, you know, I talked to that was a player here. So, you know, I've known him for a minute now. But for him to come back is huge, not only for me, but this program and this university, because, you know, being a hometown kid, I mean, I would love for that to happen to me. So I can only imagine what he's going through right now.
So again, DJ, you were named Sunbelt Freshman of the Year. You know, what did it mean for you? I know that the team accomplishments are come first, but what did it mean for you to get that honor from the Sunbelt?
I mean, it was big at the moment. You know, I didn't really like think about it until like I seen the awards when we got to Pensacola. You know, they had it like set out for me, but when I got the awards and I like my mom seen them, you know, she got a little emotional and stuff. That's really when it, like, kicked in for me. So, you know, that was big. Just see her, you're happy for me and all that.
So where's the trophy going to live?
My living room, on like right in front of the, right above the TV, so everybody can see it.
There you go. Didn't know if you're gonna have give it to your mom or something like that, but nothing wrong with putting it where you're gonna put it, you know, moving forward. You know, again, you had such a great freshman season, and you talk to some of the people that have been around the program for a while, and there have been some comparisons to that of Nigel Pearson. You know, Nigel wasn't freshman of the year, but he was player of the year by the time his senior season rolled around, and arguably you had the best freshman season at Texas State since him back in 2017, I think it was. One, had you heard of Nigel? And two, what do you make of those comparisons?
I've definitely heard of Nigel. I've had a few contacts with him. You know, he's talked to me throughout the season, and he'll be more around next year. But, I mean, to be honest, I still think Nigel, you know, I'll give him his props. You know, I feel like I don't want to, like, you know, ruin his shoes or, like, step in his shoes or anything like that. So, like, for me to be compared to him, you know, is big because, like, he's a great player. You know, I've heard so much about him, and, you know, I respect him. I have high respect for him.
You know, one of the guys, I mentioned those that have been around the program for a long time, knew Nigel pretty well. That includes your head coach, TJ, right. Terrence Johnson. Has TJ talked to you about, you know, kind of, you know, your game and maybe how it compared to Nigel, his freshman season? What kind of conversations have you had with Coach TJ about it?
I mean, he told us, you know, we have, like, the same mindset, you know, like, just win. Like, he's saying things were both winners, which I believe, too. You know, Nigel won when he was there, and I'm trying to, you know, accomplish that while I'm here. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like we do have a lot of common. We're both competitors, and, mm-hmm. you know, that's the biggest thing.
You know, Nigel played out in East Texas, Beaumont. Somewhat the Houston area, although Beaumont's, like, an hour, 2 hours outside of Houston. You from DFW. Right. You know, Plano East High School. What was it like growing up there in terms of basketball, how competitive it is, not just high school, but like AAU, travel ball, pick up basketball, you know, just from when you first started playing the game until you graduated high school, man, just how good is the basketball there in DFW?
To be honest, I feel like Texas has the best basketball in the whole, like, you know, world, to be honest, because, like, there's so many guys that come out there. There's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players. But for me to, you know, grow up in DFW and just play around all those guys, I mean, I feel like that set me up for college ball. You know, I played against older guys all my life. So for me to come out of Dallas, play against those older guys, play with older guys and play in the East, and then come here, and it's basically like the same thing. I don't really look at it as I'm a freshman, so, like, it's hard or anything like that. I just, you know, play the competition.
I think I have this right. Your senior year, Plano East went 42-0.
No, that was my junior year.
Junior year,
40-0.
Okay, so 40-0. How loaded was that team?
We were very loaded for sure. We had an all-around team. You know, there was no guy who really wasn't good at basketball. It was a real good team.
Where are some of your teammates now?
Narit is at SFA, playing basketball there. He just announced he'll be coming back there. And then Jordan, he's at Tarleton. I don't know what he's going to be doing. But then we have a lot of guys that could have played college basketball, but they chose the academic route. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's that.
So, you know, out of Plano East, you mentioned Texas State was your only offer. Right. Does that motivate you at all?
It did at a moment, you know, when I didn't have, you know, anything. You know, I felt like that's downgraded. Like, a lot of people were just looking down at me and thinking I couldn't play basketball for real. So for me to, like, you know, do what I did last year, well, this freshman year, and then, like, a lot of coaches that didn't recruit me text me and be like, you know, we knew you had this in you. I'll be like, you know, then why did you recruit me or something like that? But anyways, I just respect Coach TJ and all of them for believing in me.
Did you have the opportunity to walk on somewhere else?
I never talked about walking on anywhere whenever I was in high school.
Gotcha. So, I asked you about your high school teammates at Plano East and how loaded the team was. You also went to high school with Aiden Hayes, who's a track and field star here at Texas State. What do you know about Aiden?
I was very close with Aiden in high school. Now we're still taught, but, you know, like, we both go our separate ways because I'm basketball, he's track, but. You know, before I first came here, he told me, you know, like, you could be a guy here, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and he'll like be rooting on for me and stuff. So like, I mean, I respect him, you know, I respect what he's doing with the track team, mm-hmm. and I've always known he can do it. So
did Aiden play basketball too?
He did. He played up to his senior year.
So why do you think he chose to focus on track and field? Is that a better question for him?
I mean, shoot, if you see what he did on the track field, you would know why he chose track for sure. But he's real good at track and he can jump very high.
What about you? Any other sports you played growing up?
Played soccer up to like to middle school, and then I stopped. I played football up to seventh grade, and I stopped, and I just focused on basketball.
Mm-hmm. I'm certainly you made the right choice. You're doing pretty well with hoops, but what ultimately was the deciding factor for you to, you know, not continue with football or soccer and put all your focus on basketball?
Really, soccer, that just ended at an early age, so I wasn't worried about that. But football, it was mainly just injuries and stuff. Like, I didn't want to, like, because I was always going to play basketball, but football, I didn't want to get injured for me to not be able to play basketball, you know, when that time came around. So that was really the main factor.
Did I hear that you also like to play pickleball, too?
Yes, I love pickleball. I'll be playing this Friday, too.
Do you and your teammates play against each other?
Back home, we do. I haven't really played against nobody here at Texas State yet, but me and Miss Tracy will be playing again on Friday. I'll be bringing some of my friends there, so that'll be a good time.
You know, anybody that's been around Texas State, you mentioned Miss Tracy Shoemake, who's a senior women's administrator at Texas State. She's retiring at the end of the year, knows how big of a pickleball that she is. I've never seen her play. How good is she?
To be honest, this will be my first time playing with her, so I'll have to see how good she is. She told me that she's good, so I'll have to, you know, be a judge of that.
Yeah, again, I think she's been playing ever since the game got really popular here, you know, in the States. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your family. You got five siblings, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So tell me about them a little bit.
It's a very basketball-orientated family, so, like, everybody plays. You know, nobody has not played basketball. My sister, Denavia, she's about to graduate from SMU. She played 3 years at SMU. Then there's Denaya, she's playing at Seminole College in Oklahoma. She's a year older than me. And then me, I'm the middle child. And after me is Donovan, who's about to be a senior next year. He plays at Plano East right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then Olivia, who's a freshman, about to be a sophomore next year. She's about to be a sophomore next year. She plays at Plano East. And then Jonah, who's a baby, he's about to be in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
He plays basketball too, so he'll be starting that up next year.
So I got to ask, who's the best basketball player in the family?
You're right here. For sure.
It's you, right? I think
you can ask anybody, I'll tell you.
I know there's an age gap with the baby, but as far as everybody else, did you guys play some one-on-one, some, like, you know, pick up with each other, you know, back home?
We're such a competitive family because that's all we did when we were growing up. Like, we took one-on-one so serious. Like, we'd go to the park and, like, our mom would really, like, make jokes, you know. She would try to, like, get in our head to, like, see who'd be better. I feel like that's really where my competitive nature comes from, just, you know, playing against them at a young age.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about your mom. You mentioned her a couple of times now on the podcast.
I mean, I can only say so much, you know. She done everything for me. She's the reason I play basketball still, you know. She's done so much for me, her and my stepdad. But she played basketball when she was in high school too. So, like, her competitive nature, she just fed that into us, and she wants us to be better than what she was whenever she was playing.
What else did you guys do as a family growing up besides hoops and, you know, all that stuff? What else did all of you do to, you know, get closer to one another?
I mean, every year we went on SeaWorld trip. I don't know if you know, familiar with SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah, I know SeaWorld.
SeaWorld trip, and that really, like, brought us closer every year. I still want to go. So it's like that really brought us closer as a family. You know, we did so much activities together, and then we went on a cruise 1 year. And that was also fun, very fun.
So SeaWorld, is that, you go to the one in San Antonio?
Yes, sir, the one in San Antonio.
Right, so what's your favorite part of SeaWorld?
Mine's roller coasters. I used to be scared of them, like, when I was so young.
Mm-hmm.
But as I grew older, I just love them. So, I'm a roller coaster guy.
So you're more of the rides than you were, like, you know, seeing the sea life, seeing, you know, the whales, mm-hmm. and all that?
Seeing the whales, I was, like, being in the splash zone, seeing the whales, and, like, you know, getting hit by the water and stuff, that was also a good, good moment right there.
Yeah. But something else you like to play with your family again here sometime soon?
Yeah, for sure. I probably, when I go back home, we should probably be doing something like that.
So speaking of going back home, as I said, you know, basketball here is out of season now. So what do you do between now and your sophomore year?
We start spring workouts next week, but I've already started working out, like, hard workouts since the season ended, since I got back here. So, but we start spring workouts next week that we should get after then, just to, like, get, you know, back into better shape and all that stuff.
Well, DJ, as I said, you know, the Pac-12, that's the conference we'll be in next year. This is arguably a basketball conference. The schools need little introduction. You know, Gonzaga, San Diego State, Fresno State, Colorado State, Oregon, and Washington State. There's a lot of state schools in there with the exception of Gonzaga. This is a really good league. You know, Gonzaga was a 3 seed this year. They were ranked in the top 10 for a good portion of the season. They won the West Coast Conference this year. You know, San Diego State was in the national title game not too long ago. Gonzaga's been there twice. These other programs have been NCAA tournament regulars. So what do you make of the step up? Nothing against the Sun Belt, but what do you make of the step up in competition that's coming?
I mean, I'm going to have to get my mind right for all that, my mind right, my body right, and just be ready for the physicality that's come with it. I mean, I've always, you know, been able to step up to the table and play against guys, you know, no matter what talent they are for us. So, I mean, we just got to get the guys ready, the guys who's coming in, and then I feel like we'll be ready to compete at the highest level next year.
So somebody was asking me when I was getting ready for the podcast, they really wanted to know, what does DJ stand for? Is it just DJ, or is it like, is it does each letter stand for something?
The D stands for Don Yerick.
Don Yerick.
Don Yerick is very unique. And then the J stands for Jordan. That's my middle name.
So Don Yerick Jordan.
Yes. Don Yerick Jordan Hall.
Does anybody ever call you that, maybe except your mom?
Some people call me as a joke, but I don't really mess with it like that. So my mom doesn't call me Don Yerick. She calls me DJ.
She calls you DJ. So do I take it that you don't want us to refer to you as Don Yerick Jordan on the broadcasts?
It don't really matter to me. You can call me. I'll, you know, reply to you however.
I've always been intrigued too by player numbers. 0. What is that? Does that have significance for you?
Not really. I mean, my sophomore year of high school, I was wearing number 21, and I switched over junior year for 0 to 0, because I don't know, Corey Upkins, he was one of the seniors that was there whenever I was a junior, well, a sophomore. So I just took it after him, and I just wore it ever since because we had such a good year junior year. So I was like, maybe it's a good luck charm.
You know, I've always been a big NBA guy, you know, and I'm aging myself here too, you know, a big 90s and 2000s NBA guy. And one of my favorite number zeros, Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas. Have you heard the stories to why he wore 0?
I didn't hear stories why, but I know who he is though for sure.
Right. So when he was being recruited, a coach told him that you will play 0 minutes for us if you were to come, you know, play for us, and that was his source of motivation. He wore 0 at Arizona, wore 0 in the NBA. That was why Gilbert Arenas wore the number 0. So.
You know, something new every day. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I didn't know if there was anything similar in terms of your motivation for your number. So, so DJ, tell me a little bit more about what it is. What do you like about San Marcos? I mean, certainly the city sells itself. The university sells itself. You know, you got over 40,000 students. You got a river that runs through campus. You got a great downtown area. You're close to Austin, close to San Antonio. You know, you got a great program and coach to play for, but, you know, what draws you into San Marcos?
I mean, you really named them all, but I would say, you know, I like enjoying the river. I just like the people here. Like, there's a lot of good people around here that reminds me of back home. So, and obviously just playing basketball around here, we have a good fan base for each sport. So, like, to be able to do that and then you can go out and support other sports and all that stuff, I really enjoy that.
So I want to get back to the NBA here for a second. You know, I mentioned, you know, I was a big 90s and 2000s guy. I'm sure for you, if you want to watch into that, you had to go back on YouTube. But for you, who did you grow up idolizing? Who do you model your game after?
who I grew up watching is LeBron for sure. That's my favorite player. But I idolize my game. I really get some of my moves. I don't know if you know Paolo Banchero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the Magic. Played at Duke. Yeah, yep.
That's why I model my, I get my spin, my dribble spin from him. That's mm-hmm. where I got it from, in case anybody wondered.
So you mentioned LeBron, and I know this is a sensitive topic with Benny Seltzer, your assistant coach.
Yep.
Who's your GOAT, MJ or LeBron?
LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron for sure.
Okay. Well, yes, you know that Coach Benny doesn't agree with you, right?
Nah, yeah, I know. He's going to say Michael Jordan all day. Coach Jay will also say different, but that's my own opinion.
And so, you know, Coach, your entire coaching staff, including Coach Benny and myself, not that I carry a lot of weight with this debate, but we all had the pleasure getting to watch both growing up, watching Michael and then watching LeBron as well. I'm going to throw in this is my argument for MJ. I think LeBron is the most talented player that ever played the game. Michael Jordan, you feared. Like, if you're the opposing team, you had a sense that he knew he was going to beat you. And he would rip your heart out. I didn't feel the same when watching LeBron play. That's just my take on it. So
that's a good take.
How much of Michael have you seen?
To be honest, not much. But the way I watch LeBron and the way he just does stuff, like, it's just second to none for real. So I'm like, yeah, he's my GOAT for sure. And the way, like, he just does everything right, to be honest.
That's fair. But you know, do me a favor, DJ. There's Jordan stuff all over YouTube, man. You got to do yourself a favor and watch, not just the highlights, but see if you can watch some full games with him and get a really get an appreciation for who Michael was.
I'll do that.
But
sure.
Hey, nothing against LeBron. I love you modeling a game after Paolo Banchero as well, man. You're doing some great things here, DJ. Had a pleasure covering you your freshman season here. Can't wait to see what's in store for you moving forward. Thanks again for joining us in the podcast.
Of course. I appreciate you for having me.
You got it. Again, that DJ Hall, the Sunbelt Conference Freshman of the Year, and again, announcing his return to Texas State for a sophomore campaign coming up in the 26-27 season, the Bobcats' first as members of a loaded Pac-12 conference. That's going to wrap up Pac-12. That's going to wrap up the State Sub podcast for the week. For DJ Hall, I'm Brain Freeman. As always, reminding you to keep your states up, and we'll see you next time.